You are listening to the Courtship Code podcast, where we use a combination of psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking industry techniques to help you to level up your love life. And I'm your host, relationship coach and author, Zara J. Don't forget to join us in our women's only Facebook group, Captivating Courtship Code, where you're able to continue the discussion, post questions for peer support, and also get free content and resources. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And thanks for listening. Hey, beautiful. If you are listening to this podcast episode, I know you are the perfect woman to book a free 30-minute captivating session. Now, on this relationship clarity call, we're going to dive in and get really clear on where you currently are in your love life, where you want your love life to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is blocking that from happening. And you're going to walk away with not only some clarity on what's currently going on, but you'll also have some insight on what are the next steps for you to take. Now, this is going to be the perfect call for you if you are a woman who values personal growth and development. Maybe you've already invested in counseling or books or trying to understand exactly what you need to do with your love life, but now you're ready to learn how to take the next step. This is also going to be a great call for you if you're a woman who's already tried online dating or meeting men through friends and referrals, and that hasn't quite been working, and you're ready for a proven solution that gets you results. This is also going to be a great call for you if you're a woman who's coachable and accountable, and you desire some help and some input on knowing what steps to take, and you're ready to take action. If that sounds like you, then go ahead to captivatingcourtship.com/apply and book your free 30-minute captivating session. And I'll be speaking with you soon. Hey, welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code podcast. I'm your host, Zara J, relationship coach, author, podcast host extraordinaire. And I am also the creator of the Captivating Courtship Code, which is my proven 6-step blueprint that helps busy professional women understand how to grow past their past, navigate courtship with confidence, and attract compatible men for commitment. And I'm so happy that you are with me here today, because today on this episode, we are talking about getting more relationship options quickly. Now, I know that's what you want, girl. I know that you want to increase your pool of options. You want to meet more men. You want to meet more men who are commitment ready, marriage minded, men who are going to show up and, most importantly, be compatible with you so that you actually are able to experience courtship, especially if you've been single for some years or you've been just kind of stuck in this relationship rut. You are ready to move it forward. So, one of those parts of you being able to move your love life forward is getting options, actually increasing your pool of options. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about one of the most significant ways that you can increase your pool of options. Now, the first thing that I want to just, you know, put plainly and share with you is that a step that you must take in order to seriously move your love life forward and to actually open up your pool of options is for you to really start to consider enlisting third parties into your love life. Now, this is something that I talked about in the Captivating Courtship Code group coaching program just a few weeks ago. I talked to the ladies, like, we do a Monday coffee chat. So on Mondays, I go live directly in our coaching community. This is a separate coaching session aside from our weekly group coaching call. But on Mondays, I go live directly in the group coaching program, and I usually will answer a question that they may have, or there may be a topic that I feel like is important for me to reiterate or to just go deeper on. So a few weeks ago, one of the things that I talked about was the benefits of enlisting third parties into your love life. And this is something that can be met with a lot of resistance, a lot of hesitation, especially if you feel as though you've done it in the past and maybe it didn't work out in the way that you felt it should. But there are lots of different steps. And even in module 3, in the match module of the Captivating Courtship Code, I dive into this as well, how to leverage your network, how to use third parties, what third parties are, and the importance of them. But this is something that I'm definitely, as I'm refining our program, I'm just taking time. I'm updating all the modules right now. It's taking a really long time to do this because I'm just really in a space of making sure that I am communicating as clearly and effectively to the women who are in a program, to my clients, the steps that they need to take that are like really important. Like, I need you to get this. Okay, ladies, I need you to get this. And one of the important parts of the courtship and relationship process, the commitment process, is understanding the value of third parties when it comes to your love life. So here's the thing, when it comes to enlisting third parties, and I'm going to get into what exactly third parties are, because some of you may be confused about what that is or what could be a third party or who would be a third party. Third parties, and having third parties in your life, in your love life, understanding the value, letting them play their role, letting them do what they do. This is one of the two most popular ways for you to meet your partner. It's one of the most popular ways that people actually find their partner, that they actually find their husband or their wife, is through a third party. So this is important. This is a major key right here. If I had some sound effects, I would probably be turning the knob. Like, this is the key, okay? This is a major key when it comes to opening up your pool of options and being able to meet more potential men, is utilizing third parties. Now, what's interesting is that for so many people, this is a major struggle. And I empathize with you, I understand you, and I'm going to talk about that as well today, because having those access to third parties can be a challenge for many. But there are lots of ways for you to focus on this. And I do dive into this in the Captivating Courtship Code group coaching program, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit today, okay? So when I say it's the two most popular ways, you're probably like, well, what are those two ways? So the two most popular ways that people actually find a committed relationship, find their husband, their wife, their partner, is through friends, right? Or some type of third-party connection. It could be a coworker, it could be a matchmaker, it could be a family member, right? But some type of your social network, your real social network connection. And then the second most popular way is online, whether that's an app, social media, anything like that. So it's important to understand how those two play a role in you being able to have access. And the reason why the third party, when it comes to whether it's a third party that you pay for or a third party that's in your friend, family, co-worker network, is important because it creates social proof. And we talk about social proof in the Captivating Courtship Code program and why it matters and the impact that it has. But third parties, having someone to vouch for you, having people to introduce you to others, having people to actually play the significant role in your love life, in the vetting process, because you are vetting a potential partner. If you're courting for a purpose, if you're courting for intention, if you're looking for commitment, if you're looking for marriage, you're not out here just willy-nilly dating and just, you know, freely giving up time with absolutely no intention. You need to have the mindset for commitment, okay? And part of that is the vetting process. So when you are thinking about third parties, which is probably going to be one of the fastest ways for you to be able to increase your pool of options and actually meet a committed partner, you're thinking about friends, family, associates, and matchmaking. That's kind of just like a bonus, right? If you are able to invest in, mind you, in most cases, matchmaking is a 4 to 5 figure investment. On average, most matchmakers on average charge anywhere between $5,000 to about $20,000, even some go up to $50,000 for matchmaking. It's important for you to understand that the reason why that is such a big investment and the reason why matchmakers charge what they do is because they are acting as an absolute third party for you. They're investing so much of their time, effort, and energy into
giving you access to a pool of options that they built, and also giving you access and working on your behalf to find these committed partners for you. And that takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of vetting. So they're stepping in and doing the work for you. They're spending hours and hours and hours doing the work for you. So that's why matchmaking is such a big investment, but it can also be a very worthy investment. So that's important as well. But having these third party options, and by the way, while we're on that topic of matchmaking, matchmaking is like an ancient, I guess you could say ancient, because it definitely goes like predates, right? You think about the prophets and everything else like that, right? Matchmaking goes all the way back. Like there have always been someone in a community, in a village, in a tribe, in a family. There have always been typically women who step in and help others to find marriage partners and to build those connections and just be the connector. So this is something that's very old and it's very traditional. So any taboo-ness that you may have about that, also understand that this is something that has been going on way before you existed, girlfriend. It's something that has been a very old technique, that there will be someone who will step in and basically be a matchmaker and help those in a tribe, in a community, in a village, be able to connect and find someone for marriage. You can find like so many stories that predates, you know, about this. But when it comes to third parties, you know, you have to understand that a lot of times you may feel frustrated with your social network, with those who you know, because you feel like they're not helping you. They're not helping you to take action in this area. They're not introducing you to anyone. There's a few things that you could be doing that you may be doing wrong in this process. But one of the things that I'm going to share with you today that you need to make sure that you do is that you really are consistently reminding them and actually taking action to let them know that you want help. Ladies, so many of you struggle with asking for help, with being seen, with using your voice when it comes to your love life. Yes, you're very powerful and you're very strong and you're very good at advocating in other areas of your life. But when it comes to you advocating for your love life, for your relationships, for your relationship goals, you shrink yourself and you are very scared of coming off as desperate or undesirable, or just this fear that someone may know that you actually want love and you actually want affection. And it's absolutely silly, girl. It's silly. Okay. This is something that you should be proud of, that it should make you feel just like lit up with the excitement and the joy of possibility of finding a partner. It's nothing to be ashamed of. And if you don't put yourself out there and you don't start taking action, the likelihood of it happening is very slim. You have to understand that in the United States, only about 50% of women get married. And if you are a Black woman specifically, the odds of you getting married decreases to about 40%. Okay. So this is not an area of your life for you to just sit on the sidelines and be nonchalant about or feel like you have so much time. Now, let me just tap on the time issue because I really wasn't expecting to even bring this up today. I don't want you to think that you're running out of time, like you're racing against a clock or you're aging out of the relationship game or, you know, you're about to expire. I don't want you to think about it like that, okay, at all. Do away with that. I believe that a woman can find a partner at any age, okay? You can be 80 years old and find a good companion and a good partner. I 100% know that for a fact because I watched my grandmother do it, okay? But here's the thing when it comes to time. A lot of you, especially women who are between the ages, I would say about 27 to about 32, a lot of you put off your love life and only focus on your career or your family or your friendships, and you really postpone finding a partner or being intentional or understanding courtship, understanding relationships in that pocket of your life. And speaking as someone who's on the other side of that, I want you to understand that those years of your life are really important. Now, these years are kind of like the average years where women get married in America, where women start to have children. Now, I'm not putting you under pressure. I'm not saying you can't have children or start a family at age 40, 42, or anything else like that. You absolutely can. Yet, what I also want to remind you of is that the quest for commitment or for partnership is not always going to be a short journey for everyone. Some are going to take longer than others, right? And there's lots of reasons why, and I can go into that another day, because there are lots of layers to this. But I need you to understand that just because, you know, you decide, well, I'll wait in another year or 2 years to, you know, get coaching or to learn about this or to figure this part out or to start meeting men, you tell yourself that you have more time and that you're going to put it off. And while you can do that, understand that getting clarity, especially if you don't know how to do this and you're not intentional about this and you're trying to figure it out and DIY it on your own, is going to take you several years to stumble forward. From my years of matchmaking, I saw that on average, most women stay single between 5 to 7 years. On average, most women stay single between 5 to 7 years. Yes, some find partners way faster than that. Some will take even longer. But on average, from my experience, most women are single at least 5 to 7 years. And let me just say this also. 5 to 7 years before they truly decide to do something different. Doesn't mean 5 to 7 years before they check commitment. But 5 to 7 years before they truly decide to do something different. So if you're already on the upper end of that scale, or if you're on the lower end and you're like, well, I don't want all these years to pass by before I attract another partner, I need you to double down on this area and get focused, okay? I need you to actually commit to this area of your life and truly, truly commit to it. It's not that you're running out of time, it's that you want to make the most of your time. And because this journey for you, you might actually get the keys and learn how to do this. You might get out there and you might meet a partner in 2 months, or it might be 2 years, or it might be 5, right? You don't know, but you need to have the tools in your toolbox for when you're ready. You need to understand what steps to take so that you can accelerate the process. You can speed up the process, because if you're trying to DIY it on your own and you're 28, by the time you look up and you're 32, 33, those years will fly by quickly. I'm letting you know that right now. The years go by quickly and time waits for no one. So while I don't want you to feel the pressure of feeling like you're aging out or you're going to get too old or you got to have kids next week, I don't want you to think of it like that. But I do want you to start thinking about being intentional about this aspect of your life so that you're not wasting time looking up and next thing you know, you're 33, you're 36, you're 38, and you're like, oh my gosh, what have I been doing for the last 10 years? Okay. All right. Now that we got that little pep talk out of the way, I'm going to go back to what I just said, that you need to be consistently reminding your friends and your family to step in and take action. And you need to stop being scared to ask for help. Okay. So here's something that I want you to do. I want you to create a social plan. Okay. A bi-monthly outing with your friends or with family members, or some type of, it could be a meetup group, it could be some type of social group, just, it could be just you going out. And when you're out, whether you're out by yourself, you know, taking yourself out to dinner or coffee, but you're in a space of openness, you're in a space of your femininity, you're dressing up, you're looking good, you're allowing yourself to feel good, and you're engaging, okay? But you need to get really clear on your social life. If you want to increase your pool of options, if you want to start enacting third parties, then you're also going to need to improve your social life. Now, like I said, for some of you that may be using third parties, friends and family, just socializing with them more, or it could also be you just, hey, you get on the app and you're increasing that pool of options. You're allowing yourself to meet someone for coffee that may be a potential and see if there's a connection, but you need to improve your social life. And many of you, especially if you're over the age of 27, most start to have a very insular social life where they don't engage and see their friends or their family as much. They don't go out and have fun as much. You don't have as much as a social life as you may have when you were in your early 20s. So you need to be intentional about creating this part of your life, okay? So that's what I have for you today, and that's what I wanted to share with you about increasing your pool of options quickly. This is going to be one of the fastest ways. And also, let me just share this with you, because I said that I was going to talk to you about this. So for those of you who feel like you don't have friends or family or any third parties that will assist you in this area, introduce you to people, or help you to vet people, there are a few options that you can take. The first option is like what I just shared with you about investing in a matchmaker. This may be something for you to take seriously. Different matchmakers specialize in different type of clients, different type of services. Every matchmaking service is very different. It's important for you to vet the matchmaker before you commit, because matchmaking is an investment. And just to kind of give you a heads up, and I don't want to say the more that you invest, the better the matchmaker is, but what I will say is that the more you invest, the more that should be, right? This is why you have to vet your matchmaker. But the more you invest, the more that time and resources that should be allocated to making sure that you get matches. And like I said, matchmaking can be a very big and costly investment. So you need to make sure that you're properly vetting your matchmaker, so that you know what their pool of options are, what their guarantees are, what their promises are, because they can't promise you marriage. They can't promise you commitment, because that's really up to you. But they can promise you, you know, a certain amount of introductions. They can promise you a certain amount of coaching sessions, whatever their package is. Every matchmaking service is very different. So you need to get clear on what it is that you're looking for in a matchmaker, what services they provide, and how are they going to assist you, because that is very important. And do they have a track record of actually successfully getting people matched and married? That's also important as well. But if you can't invest in a matchmaker, if that's not a part of your budget, or you don't have the credit or whatever it is for you to be able to invest in that area of your life, then you need to expand your social circle. You need to get out and meet new people, put yourself in some meetup groups, go to some networking events, start engaging with people offline. That's going to allow you to expand your social network so that you can utilize them as a tool for vetting, for meeting new people, for that third party support that you need in order to increase your pool of options. Definitely going to be diving more into this in our coaching community and in our offline game plan, but this is something that I wanted to share with you because it was a topic that I dove into in our coaching community, and I just had to give that reminder because it is one of the most popular ways, is one of the two most popular ways that people find their committed partner, is through that social proof in that third party. So make sure that you are leveraging your network. And if you also want to learn how to do this, you want to learn how to meet more matches, you want to learn how to increase your pool of options, you want to learn how to build connection, effective communication, your feminine energy, how to have confidence, how to have the clarity that you need in your love life to make better options and understand how to navigate courtship with confidence, then book your captivating session. I have a few spots open right now for those women who are seriously ready to commit to this area of their love life. Go to captivatingcourtship.com, complete the application, book your call, and take the red flag assessment. And on the call, we're going to discuss where you currently are in your love life, what's keeping you stuck right now, and what steps you need to take in order to meet your relationship goals, okay? So once we have that information, if you seem like a great fit for the program, then I will extend the invitation. And because right now we're not in a captivating month, but we are opening up a few limited spots for women who are ready, willing, and able to commit to coaching, then you need to claim your spot. And let's start moving your love life forward, girl. Let's get busy for the rest of 2021? We're in 2021. Before you know, we'll be in 2022. And you don't want to be in the same spot as you were in 2019. Okay. So go to captivatingcourtship.com/apply. And I can't wait to talk to you.
Hey, beautiful. If you are listening to this podcast episode, I know you are the perfect woman to book a free 30-minute captivating session. Now, on this relationship clarity call, we're going to dive in and get really clear on where you currently are in your love life, where you want your love life to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is blocking that from happening. And you're going to walk away with not only some clarity on what's currently going on, but you'll also have some insight on what are the next steps for you to take. Now, this is going to be the perfect call for you if you are a woman who values personal growth and development. Maybe you've already invested in counseling or books or trying to understand exactly what you need to do with your love life, but now you're ready to learn how to take the next step. This is also going to be a great call for you if you're a woman who's already tried online dating or meeting men through friends and referrals, and that hasn't quite been working, and you're ready for a proven solution that gets you results. This is also going to be a great call for you if you're a woman who's coachable and accountable, and you desire some help and some input on knowing what steps to take, and you're ready to take action. If that sounds like you, then go ahead to captivatingcourtship.com/apply and book your free 30-minute captivating session. And I'll be speaking with you soon. If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you share it with family, friends, or any of your peers who may benefit from listening to the Courtship Code podcast. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you level up your love life. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And until then, stay on code.